A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Noon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, September 1st, and this is Utah's New News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but a little bit chilly today, 63 degrees.
A crash still being cleared in South Salt Lake on 33rd South. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Mandatory mask requirement.
A group of Provo residents upset by the city's newly passed mask mandate, trying to get a referendum on the ballot to overturn it. We get the latest now from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Well, Maria, if they gather enough signatures, the mandate would be put on hold until the voters make their official decision on the matter. Referendum organizer Marianne Nielsen says that she believes the mandate is a draconian method to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And she says this is not the same as mandates on seatbelts or motorcycle helmets.
There's a big difference between a seatbelt and a helmet. Those things don't cause any damage to your body. But masks do cause damage to your body.
But city officials say the deadline to get on this November's ballot has already passed. And if the group gathers enough signatures, the referendum would appear on the 2021 ballot. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. We are getting word of a charter high school in Layton on lockdown. Police dispatch tells us there is police activity near the Northern Utah Academy for Math, Engineering, and Science. We don't have any more information than that just yet. We will pass along any more details as we do get them. A pollution display could be coming to a school near you. A team of researchers, including U of U Chemical Engineering Assistant Professor Carrie Kelly, received a $1.2 million grant to design the displays.
We're going to integrate air quality measurements with thermal imaging, which will actually allow us to figure out how many people are actually idling, and displays and then messaging.
Kelly says the displays will let people know about current pollution levels, and they will take about a year to develop. They will be placed in school and hospital drop-off zones. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump is visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, despite the state's Democratic governor asking him to stay away. Here are some of the comments from the president before boarding Air Force One.
Today I'm there for law enforcement and for the National Guard because they've done a great job in Kenosha. They put out the flame immediately. As soon as they came in, boom, the flame was gone. Now maybe it'll start up again, in which case they'll put it out very powerfully.
We will have updates this afternoon on the president's trip and response from local leaders. The nation's top infectious disease doctor says people are misinterpreting information released by the CDC that shows the vast majority of COVID deaths are people with underlying conditions. Dr. Anthony Fauci says having high blood pressure is one of those underlying factors, but a COVID-counted death occurred because the person contracted COVID-19.
The point that the CDC was trying to make was that a certain percentage of them had nothing else but just COVID. That does not mean that someone who has hypertension or diabetes who dies of COVID didn't die of COVID-19. They did.
Dr. Fauci says some people are wrongly claiming COVID-19 has only led to 9,000 deaths in the country. The mayor of New York agreed today to delay the start of school. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
No New York City public school student will attend class in person until September 21st, a delay that assures no teacher strike and calms principals.
We've heard from our educators, we've heard from our school leaders, we've heard from everyone in our schools that have said we need some more time.
Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza faced questions about coronavirus testing, ventilation in aging buildings, and the feasibility of simultaneous remote and in-person learning. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Uber says it's absolutely serious about having both drivers and passengers wear masks while in a car together. Uber announced this morning that passengers who have refused to wear face coverings before will be required to take a mask selfie in the Uber app before they can even request a car. Chalk up another shortage to the pandemic. If you've tried to buy dumbbells lately, good luck. So many people have been buying home exercise equipment that dumbbells have been sold out at several large retailers. The sale of weights is up 600% this year compared to last year. A couple being arrested in Georgia accused of kidnapping a one-year-old child to raise as their own. Baby Mateo was in his stroller being pushed by his mom when a man with a gun demanded that she hand over the child. The mother tried to fight him off, but the suspect's wife then jumped out of the car and took the child. Chamblee Assistant Police Chief Mike Beller says they were able to track the suspects down 5 hours later.
Mateo will never remember what happened to him. He is undamaged, unharmed, and made whole.
Beller calls the suspects pure evil, trying to rip a baby from its mother's arms. Still to come on Utah's new news, it's win or go home tonight for the Utah Jazz. And up next, look at your noontime drive.
Still seeing a right lane block due to a crash eastbound 33rd South at 500 East in South Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Think you know the story? Think again. 93% believe it's important for our leaders to bring people together. America's actually very united. Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson. Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Monty Lauder from Connecticut.
So we've advertised on KSL for a little over 20 years, and we feel like KSL's really helped us get our name out there and help to create a brand awareness that we just weren't able to get through any other medium.
Over the last few months, you've continued to advertise. Has the consistency helped?
So we were really concerned a couple of months ago as there was talk of a shutdown and how that was going to affect our business. In fact, we even considered what we were going to do with our advertising and if we should look at slowing it down or even cutting it off. But we decided that we were going to keep going with it. And in the month of June, our business was actually up 8% over June of 2019.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811.
For nearly a decade, Universal Men's Clinic has specialized in treating ED and low testosterone with customized treatment programs that deliver a high success rate. For your convenience, we now offer telemedicine appointments. You can now safely and easily connect with our medical team anywhere you have internet access. We are confident we can medically improve your ED or low testosterone, or we will refund your money. Universal Men's Clinic remains committed to serving as your trusted medical partner, and you can be confident in making us your first option for ED and low testosterone treatment. It's guaranteed. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive our renowned personalized medical care. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient, affordable, and guaranteed.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, a group of Provo residents, they're upset with the city's newly passed mask mandate, and they're trying to get a referendum on the ballot to overturn it. We'll continue to bring you the very latest throughout the day here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 12:08.
Utah Jazz and Denver Nuggets playoffs.
Tonight is Game 7 between the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets. The winner moves on to the second round, while the loser gets kicked out of the Orlando NBA bubble. Jazz coach Quinn Snyder says they need to focus on the fundamentals like they did earlier in the series.
We got better at those things, and I think we relaxed our focus a little bit. So some of the really what you kind of refer to as fundamental things. I mean, getting back better in transition.
He says they also need to focus on moving the ball.
Unquestionably, when we're moving the ball, we're a better team.
The Jazz and the Nuggets tip off at 6:30 tonight. The winner gets to face the LA Clippers in the second round. A purple 18-wheeler with the words LSU football is headed out of Baton Rouge today and making its way into the hurricane zone.
The trailer of that big rig has been loaded not with athletic equipment, but with bottled water, cleaning supplies, canned goods, even pet food. It'll arrive today in Lake Charles, which was slammed last week by Hurricane Laura. At LSU in Baton Rouge,
we've had our share of disasters here too, with the flood in 2016 and had an outpouring of help with that.
Andrea Tepes, the school's athletics chief of staff.
We want to give back to our communities and help out our neighbors.
About 275,000 homes and businesses in Louisiana still have no power after Thursday's storm. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A video has gone viral that shows a bear browsing the aisles of a Lake Tahoe supermarket, stopping at times to have a snack. Workers try to encourage the bear to leave, but it's having a great time sampling the different items. This is the second time in just over a week that a bear has entered that grocery store. KSL News Time 1209. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have a delay-free drive on the Valley freeways, but we do have this crash still in the process of being cleared in South Salt Lake. This is going to be eastbound 3300 south at 500 east. Then in Utah County, a new accident popping up. This is going to be southbound I-15. It's going to be prior to Main Street at Lehigh exit, but it is out of traffic over to the right and not causing any kind of backups or problems. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Temperatures much cooler than average today, only 76. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
67 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, a strange search is taking place in California today for a person who was flying with a jetpack near LAX Airport. We'll bring you the very latest in-depth coming up next right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I want to tell you about my amazing experience with Serta Pro Painters. I had them come out to my house to give me one of their free estimates. And it was a small job. My front door had some cracking, some chip paint. It was starting to rot in some places. In fact, I thought it was going to need to be replaced. But when Serta Pro came out to my house, I said, "Don't even worry about this. We can fix this up no problem." And I was so amazed at the estimate, so amazed at the price, that I had them paint the entire front side of my house, including the garage door, for a lot less than I budgeted. It was beautiful, professional, worry-free, and completely delivered on what they promised. So, schedule your free estimate at SertaPro.com. Make sure you spell Serta with a C, because each Serta Pro painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people that are right here in your community. Serta Pro painters, proven and trusted experts in painting. Visit them at SertaPro.com. That's SertaPro.com.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give me a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date on all the day's latest news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's the next political round in the Provo mask mandate. A group of citizens wants to get a referendum on the ballot, which would effectively stop the mandate from going into effect. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, we are following a breaking story out of Layton, where Northern Utah Academy for Math, Engineering, and Science has been put on lockdown. We will pass along any new details as they become available. Third is look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a crash eastbound 33rd South at 500 East. It's blocking a right lane of traffic. Also a crash on I-15 in Utah County. If you're going to be traveling on the southbound side, this crash is prior to the Lehigh Main Street exit on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, and what a nice day. 76, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
67 degrees downtown, time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump landing in Kenosha, Wisconsin today. He'll visit after a week of protests sparked by the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The president says he's not planning to see Blake's family. Before flying out of Washington, the president telling reporters,
"Today I'm there for law enforcement and for the National Guard because they've done a great job in Kenosha. They put out the flame immediately. As soon as they came in, boom, the flame was gone. Now maybe it'll start up again. In which case, they'll put it out very powerfully."
One night of protests last week also turned deadly when a white teen shot and killed two people. Blake's uncle, Justin Blake, says relatives are holding a peaceful neighborhood cleanup today at the site where the officer shot Blake seven times in the back.
"That fist that you put up in anger, we're asking to raise up high in unity and come on board with the Blakes. We're going to make some big changes that affect all the little Jakes around this nation."
City leaders also asked that the president hold off on his visit today so the community could heal. While parts of California are beginning to loosen more of its COVID-19 restrictions, Los Angeles announcing it saw its deadliest month yet.
Even with many COVID-19 rates declining here in California, the death rate remains high. August was the deadliest month yet for COVID-19 in California. In August, over 3,700 people died from COVID-19 in this state, an 18% jump compared to July. California this week became the first state to reach over 700,000 overall COVID-19 cases. California has the fifth highest case number of any country in the world. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In New York City, the mayor announcing he's delaying the start of the school for in-classroom instruction until September 21st, delaying 10 days to allow teachers extra prep time. It also comes as teachers were set to authorize a strike through their union demanding extra safety measures and be put in place. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A strange search taking place in California for a person who was flying with a jetpack near LAX. Pilots coming in for a landing were telling the tower about the strange sight, saying the flying person was way too close for comfort. We get details from ABC's Gio Benitez.
Once the stuff of fiction. And more recently, we've seen jetpacks in action flying around the Statue of Liberty. But now, airline pilots in California reporting a mystery in the Los Angeles skies. Multiple pilots approaching LAX Sunday night say they saw an unbelievable hazard in the sky.
"We just passed a guy in a jetpack."
"Don't hear that every day."
Moments after the American Airlines pilot spotted the high-flying intruder, a JetBlue pilot crosses his path too.
"We just saw the guy passed by us. A person in a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
Thankfully, there were no collisions and everyone is okay.
Only in LA.
Only in LA. And we're told for now this is apparently being treated like a drone sighting because it's just so unprecedented. The LAPD was told about this, but they have not located this guy on a jetpack.
Pretty frightening. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on traffic and weather. It's sponsored by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave and Ricky Meese, nobody out there on a jetpack on our roads.
No, not that I can see. We do have a couple of problems, though. We have a new crash. This is westbound I-80. It's about a mile east of Echo in Summit County. Also, a crash. This is going to be eastbound Antelope Drive at 1700 West in Syracuse. In Davis County, the eastbound lanes are blocked and a westbound left lane also blocked to traffic. Southbound I-15 in Utah County. A crash prior to the Lehigh Main Street exit, but everybody out of traffic on the right shoulder. And in South Salt Lake, a surface street accident eastbound 33rd South at 500 East. Find a favorite outfit at Siegel Books' Sweet Salt Labor Day sale. Through Monday, all regular priced Sweet Salt clothing is 30% off and clearance clothing up to 75% off at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, Ricky, maybe I would have understood the jetpack before the pandemic. Now, there aren't that many people on the roads.
Well, that's true.
Thanks, Ricky. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Outstanding weather out there. Lots of sunshine at 76 degrees. Sunny 86 the high tomorrow. And around 90 degrees on Thursday. Again, lots of sunshine. We hit 93 on Friday, mostly sunny skies, and it's hotter for the weekend. 96 on Saturday, mostly sunny. Up to 92 on Sunday. Again, lots of sunshine, and 89 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Can you believe it's the 1st of September, and the weather wants us to know fall is coming? 67 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, we're going to check the markets. The Dow yesterday taking back a part of the gains it had given us last week. But today, the Dow right now is up by more than 100 points. A complete check of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1221.
As fall arrives, there are so many things to think about. And here's something else for you. Now that school is starting, no matter what school looks like, your child's nutrition ranks really high on your list of priorities. It's a key component of learning, and that's why dairy products are always a great choice. Dairy products are affordable, taste great, and offer a powerhouse of back-to-school nutrition to keep a body and mind strong. And dairy nutrients are essential for proper immune function. So think milk and cereal, cheese sticks and crackers, or a big old ice-cold glass of milk. There are so many creative ways to get your child what they need. Remember, proper nutrition is the foundation of a healthy lifestyle. And dairy is a big contributor to that. Farm fresh dairy. It's good for you. And if you'd like to find out more great ideas on getting your child the proper nutrition they need as they head back to school, Dairy West brings you unbottled.com. That's unbottled.com. As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. You know I wanted to jump right in there.
I heard it. I heard your breath.
Okay, now it's your turn.
I am going to have a presidential candidate on my radio program today.
Awesome.
That's right. Appearing at the Utah State Capitol later today is a gentleman named Spike Cohen. He's the Libertarian candidate for vice president. He'll be on the program today, as well as Jo Jorgensen. She is the Libertarian candidate for president. They are making the rounds, touring the country, letting their message be known, looking forward to speaking to both of them, asking what sets them apart from the other two parties and the other two candidates. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an exciting thing. And I'll throw out a request to listeners, 57500. It's the Utah Community Credit Union text line. If you wouldn't mind sending me a question, what would you ask of the Libertarian candidate for president and her vice presidential running mate? That's all coming up during the 2 o'clock hour on Live Mike today.
I'll be interested to hear their perspectives.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way, 12:35, right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. First, it was United Airlines. Now Delta and American Airlines are dropping most ticket change fees. Airline executives say they understand travelers are trying to deal with uncertainty during the pandemic. KSL Drives, our vehicles have become a lot more than just a way to get from point A to point B during the pandemic. With a lot of people working at home, surveys are finding people often use their cars as an office. Place to take a nap or somewhere to get a change of scenery. Walmart is getting ready to roll out Walmart Plus on September 15th. The membership costs $98 a year. It will let people scan items in their car with the cart with their cell phones and skip the checkout line. Now, it provides free same-day shipping on many items and 5 cents off per gallon at Walmart-affiliated gas stations. And taking a look at your money at this moment, what a great day for the markets. The Dow up by 116 points, sitting at 28,546. S&P 500 up by 18, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 148 points. An Arizona home designed by one of America's most famed architects has sold for a hefty price.
A Phoenix home designed by Frank Lloyd Wright has sold for more than $7 million to a group of buyers that intend to restore and preserve the house. A Sotheby's agent says several offers in the past few years.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.